This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Liberal Senator Erica Betts has called for an investigation into the recent termination of Israel Folau's rugby contract, saying that the vast bulk of Australians thought it was completely unacceptable. Following Folau's sacking, Abbott's wrote to the Fair Work Ombudsman and the Australian Human Rights Commission to request they investigate the decision to terminate his contract. Israel Folau had planned to take down his anti-LGBTI social media posts and reach a peace deal with Rugby Australia until his dad dissuaded him from doing so, according to a recent report. Liberal MP Tim Wilson said he expects Prime Minister Scott Morrison to deliver on his promise to appoint a Religious Freedom Commissioner during last week's Q&A. Wilson, a former Human Rights Commissioner himself, added that the current Human Rights Commissioner could deal with freedom of religion and the rights of LGBTI Australians in the meantime. In December last year, Morrison said that a Religious Freedom Commissioner would be appointed to the Australian Human Rights Commission to handle religious discrimination complaints. A number of top Catholic schools in Brisbane have decided to drop gender descriptions during prayer, in an effort to encourage students to use more inclusive language. According to a report in the Courier Mail, gender descriptions such as Lord, Father and Son are being dropped in favour of words such as Creator, God Self and the Holy Spirit. A legal support service in New South Wales for LGBTI people experiencing domestic violence is at risk of closure following a funding shortfall. The Inner City Legal Centre's Safe Relationships Project is a court and legal support service, employing a specialist part-time lawyer who supports 30 LGBTI people per year with casework and provides advice, information and referrals to many more. However, in light of a recent funding shortfall, the ICLC has announced the project will be discontinued after the 30th of June 2019 if they can't raise the necessary funds to keep it afloat. A federal judge in the US has ruled against a lesbian couple who sued a retirement home for rejecting their apartment application because their marriage wasn't understood in the Bible. Mary Walsh and Bev Nance, who have been in a relationship for 40 years and married for 10, had applied to move into the Friendship Village Senior Living in 2016, yet their application was rejected because they were lesbians. The couple then sued, alleging discrimination on the basis of sex, yet a federal judge in Missouri has ruled that sexual orientation rather than sex lies at the heart of the plaintiff's claims. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
India's first out gay sportsperson, Duti Chan, says she's surprised by the support she's received since coming out. Chan recently told the world she was in a same-sex relationship with her soulmate, partly because her sister threatened to out her. The 100-metre record holder says about 90% of the people online have been supportive, which has given her the confidence that she did the right thing. Chan is also known for successfully challenging India's National Athletics Federation in 2015, which temporarily banned her from competing due to her naturally high testosterone levels. All 31 NHL teams in America will celebrate Pride this year in conjunction with the You Can Play project as part of its Hockey is for Everyone campaign. NHL players will participate in Pride parades across North America and several will use Pride tape on their hockey sticks. And finally, South African runner Caster Semenya has filed an appeal against the ruling that ordered her to take drugs to lower her naturally high testosterone levels. The Olympic gold medalist has taken her case to the Swiss Federal Supreme Court weeks after losing her initial battle with the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Semenya will ask the court to consider whether the IAAF's outdated policy violates her right to freedom from discrimination and respect for human dignity. Her lawyer, Gregory Knott, says it's gravely concerning that the IAAF has asked doctors to clarify the gender identities of female athletes.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fixed daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.